The next item on the agenda, we have three notices of availability. We've been getting a bunch of petitions. And the first one is with respect to Reg 2019-02 to amend 11 CFR section 104.5C. Mr. Knopp.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, before you get started, Madam Chair, if I could just note that there are three of these on the agenda today, and as the document on the public record notes, these are just, you know, the wording I don't have in front of me, but essentially we're required by our regulations to put these out, and it doesn't mean that we're in favor of doing these. Thank you. It doesn't mean that we're in favor of doing these rulemakings. Again, our regulations essentially require us to put that out. I'd like to consider in the future amending that. I'm not sure. I just want to think about whether or not that's something that makes a lot of sense. And one of the reasons is there was an article in Axios a few weeks ago that in my view was grossly misinterpreted what we did at the commission. We put out one of these NOAs, as we call them, notifications of availability, and it made it, in the Axios article, made it seem like this was something we were really considering when we weren't. And in these cases, we're not either. We're putting it out for the public to get comment from the public as to whether or not we should engage in a rulemaking. So I just wanted to make that statement before I intend to support the following three because that's what our regs essentially require us to do. But I wanted to make that clear before we vote on these three. Thank you.
I appreciate your concern, Commissioner. It is often the case that people misreport on what's actually going on here. But I do think that it's a valuable method for citizens to reach out to their government and try and engage with the public and try and engage with the commission and see if they can get public support for what they view would be positive changes in the regulation. So I would be open to seeing if there's some language that we can use to clarify what is actually going on here, but I would probably not be open to trying to shut off that pathway for citizens to.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, that's okay.
I agree that there should be some pathway for citizens to do this. It's just that it's easy to misinterpret it. And there is some language, as I said, in the public memos, and maybe there's something we can say more forcefully in the future about just considering this. But I did speak to the Axios reporter, and she said she did call your office before she wrote the story. Of course, she didn't call my office or Peterson's, but we're getting used to that. So I just wanted to say that that's something that we need to consider.
As you may recall, Commissioner, the chair's office usually gets press calls. I actually don't recall speaking to that.
She didn't speak to you. She spoke to one of your staff members.
Commissioner Walther.
Just a comment to support your comment that, yes, I think we need to do something. That's been a concern of my own when we send that out. What does that really mean to the public in terms of really acceptability or who's behind it or that kind of thing? So I think next time let's experiment with a way that might get the job done, make it clear for the public.
Mr.
Madam
Knopp.
Chair.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to add to what's being said that under our regulations, we do have this method by which interested citizens and groups can file a rulemaking petition. And if they meet particular requirements, then the commission is under an obligation to make sure that this goes public, that it's put on the Federal Register. It's made very clear in Section 200.3. of 11 CFR that the commission will publish a notice of availability in the Federal Register and that a comment period is put in place. And that same section in subsection D, it says the commission will not consider the merits of the petition before the expiration of the comment period on the notice of availability. So this is a mechanism by which an issue can be brought before the commission's attention that the public has an opportunity thereafter to weigh in on it. And then the commission can then at that later point make the substantive decision of whether or not to proceed with the rulemaking. We're at kind of the ministerial stage. And as it said, we're under an obligation not to make we're not considering the merits of the petition. So for the sake of just making sure that everybody understands what the procedural stage we're at right now, I think it's useful to have the clarifications that that the other commissioners have mentioned thus far.
Okay. Having said that, Mr. Knopp, would you like to tell us what's in this petition?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is a draft notification of availability for a petition for rulemaking received from the Campaign Legal Center. The petition asks the Commission to amend one of its regulations to require any unauthorized committee that starts an election year as a quarterly filer to continue to follow the quarterly reporting schedule through any primary elections in which the committee is involved. If approved, the draft NOA will be published in the Federal Register, and the Commission will receive public comments on the petition for a period of 60 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Knopp. And while my colleagues are correct that the fact that we are agreeing to publish this in the Federal Register is not an indication of Commission imprimatur on the ideas expressed therein, I personally think that this does raise a very interesting and important idea. What it responds to is that committees, not candidate committees, but super PACs in particular, have been gaming the system, and they switch their reporting filing basis. They can do it on an annual basis under the rules, but they're doing it in a way so as to leave the public in the dark before important primaries, because they switch strategically, and then the information will come onto the public record eventually, but not necessarily before the primary. And we've also seen entities that pop up right before the an important primary or election and manage it so that they don't have to do any reporting at all until after the election, which defeats the entire purpose of providing this important information to the citizens so they can know where the support is coming from before they actually vote. So I think this raises an important issue. It's an issue I've been concerned about for a number of years, and I would be, I think that this suggests a new approach, which is to say that they could not switch before the primary. Another way of looking at it would be to say you could only do it on election, switch on an election cycle basis rather than an annual basis. I think there are various ways one could try and address the problem that's arisen, but I'm looking forward to public comment on this, but my initial take on this issue is that I am actually in favor of our doing something along these lines. I don't know if there's any interest by anybody else or if anyone else cares to comment. Seeing nobody, I will entertain a motion. Mr. Hunter, are you handling motions for us today?
Sure. I move approval of notice of availability for, is it, 2019-2, notification of availability, agenda document number 19-37-A.
Thank you. Commissioner Hunter has moved approval of agenda document 19-37A about proposed reg 2019-02. Should the motion pass, it will be published in the Federal Register. There will be a 60-day comment. Yes, 60 days of public comment. And as I said, I look forward to seeing those comments. Any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously.